This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated the 72nd National Volleyball Championship in Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi, who is also the Member of Parliament from Varanasi, extended greetings to players from across the country and underlined the role of sports in nation building. Addressing the event, Mr. Modi drew parallels between volleyball and India's growth story, emphasizing teamwork, balance and determination as common threads between the sport and the country's progress, where every individual and state contributes to national growth. He pointed out that both realms prioritize cooperation, trust and teamwork, with success hinging on collective effort.
Volleyball hame team spirit se jodti hai. Volleyball ke har khiladi ka mantra hota hai. टीम फर्स्ट. हर कोई भले ही अलग अलग स्किल्स का हो, लेकिन सभी प्लेयर्स अपनी टीम की जीत के लिए खेलते हैं. और मैं तो भारत की डेवलपमेंट स्टोरी और वॉलीबॉल में भी बहुत सी बातें कॉमन देखता हूँ. वॉलीबॉल हमें सिखाती है कि कोई भी जीत अकेले नहीं होती. हमारी जीत हमारे कोऑर्डिनेशन, हमारे विश्वास और हमारी टीम की तत्परता पर निर्भर होती है.
The Prime Minister noted that the government has significantly increased the sports budget, and today India's sports model has become athlete-centric, with focus on talent identification, scientific training, nutrition and transparent selection. The A-Day tournament will continue till the 11th of this month. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today released 184 new varieties of 25 crops with improved traits developed by Indian Council of Agricultural Research in New Delhi. It includes 60 rice varieties, 50 maize and 13 oil seeds. Addressing the event, Mr. Singh said that India has ensured its food security and the nation's rice production exceeded over 150 million tons in 2025. That leads to surpass China to become the leading rice exporting nation to the world. Mr. Chauhan added that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, more than 3,200 new varieties of seeds have been developed in the past 10 years. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked party workers to ensure massive victory in poll-bound Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Addressing a public meeting at Pudukkottai in Tamil Nadu this evening, Mr. Shah asserted that the NDA alliance has been on a winning streak in assembly elections across the country and expressed confidence that this success will be repeated in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal as well. The Home Minister arrived at Tiruchirappalli this afternoon on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will embark on an official two-nation visit to France and Luxembourg tonight. He will continue till the 10th of this month. In Paris, Dr. Jayashankar will meet the French leadership and hold talks with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. They will discuss the progress made under the India-France strategic partnership and matters of global importance. External Affairs Minister said in a statement that Dr. Jayashankar will also address the 31st edition of the French Ambassadors' Conference as the guest of honor. India has expressed deep concern over the recent developments in Venezuela. The External Affairs Minister said in a statement that the evolving situation is being closely monitored. India has reaffirmed its support to the well-being and safety of the people of Venezuela. New Delhi has called upon all concerned to address issues peacefully through dialogue, ensuring peace and stability of the region. In a related development, the United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss the U.S. military operation in Venezuela. Venezuela's Supreme Court has ordered that Vice President Delcy Rodriguez assume the role of acting president of the country. The U.S. military operation that led to the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has drawn sharp criticism from U.S. Democrats, international media and protesters across major American cities. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha, Punjab, East Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh over the next 2 days. The Met Department has also predicted dense fog over Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Uttarakhand, West Uttar Pradesh and North-Eastern India tomorrow. Dense fog has disrupted the movement of several trains in various parts of the country due to low visibility. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. And with that, we end this news bulletin.